All right, today I'm going to come back to the Ten Commandment. You get ready to dig into the Bible? You know what commandments we're going to talk about today? Good. We go into that very text. Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. If we need to commit to memory, if any Bible text, shouldn't we commit to memory the very word from the Bible that written from his hand? Right? I mean, Jesus, God, would not give to any man on this earth to write what he have in mind. He have to write it for himself. And so we need to commit to memory. You can commit to memory to a book of, any version you like. And I'm teaching my children every Friday night that we have worship service to commit all these in memory. And so please do that. Let us pray. Oh Lord, we're going to talk about your commandments, especially the second commandments, the very important one, the one that you have teaching your people from the beginning of time. And Lord, please teach us now, what should we do and what should we guard of the temptation at the end time. We pray all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you very much, Philip. I'm missing your piano music. I sit in there, I say, I'm closing to heaven now. You know? Isn't that beautiful, you guys? Amen. Good, please. Do not miss our church. I plead with you, come every Sabbath and just share what God bless you. The very important about the second commandment is this. I want to start with the story. There's a man who saw his house on fire and start burning down, and the fireman was there, tried to put it off. And he said, no, I got to run there and get my valuable thing. And so he did not listen to even the policeman or fireman. He ran in there and tried to grab his valuable, most valuable things that he have in this home. On his way, as he grabbed it, he ran out of his house. The house was collapsed. He died instantly. After the house or burned up, turned to ash, the fireman go in there and try to find that body and find he's lying dead where his hand clings to ivory idol. The news broke out the next morning. Man died trying to save his God. You hear what I'm saying? A man trying to save his God, and he's dying in the midst of that. I thought if you serve a God in the time of trouble, your God have to save you, not the other way around. And that's what happened in this world that we live into. We worship something is not God. Many people follow something is not God. I'm not talking about this morning that a God that you put up, maybe your idol, your home, your possession, your car, your degree. You probably heard about that already. I'm not talking about you put your family before God. That means you broke the second commandment. That's maybe very well true. But this morning I want to share with you a glimpse of what happened between God and Satan on this very commandment. I'm going to share with you between good and evil is a battle for the human soul on this very second commandment. The Ten Commandments is the character of God. If you know nothing about the Bible, just about the Ten Commandments, you know who is God is. But my friend, the devil want to take that away from you. He want to take that idea away from you, that you will never see God, your creator. And he started breaking the Ten Commandments. How many commandments do you think Satan tried to break in this world? Is these two? The first one? The fourth one? All of them. And that's what we go into one at a time to see how the devil smart enough tried to break the Ten Commandments, and this is the second one. Well, I want to point with you again here. The second commandment, attached with it, is a blessing. If you follow, you will be blessing for thousands of generations. Is there any other commandment talking about blessing if you follow it? The fifth commandment. If you honor your parents, you may live long on earth as the Lord gives you. Right? There's only two. How about this second commandment? The second commandment contains a penalty. A penalty. A punishment, a curse, if you will. If you don't follow, your third and fourth generation will be cursed. Now, is there any commandment attached with penalty with it? Think about it. Which one? Any other one? Are you thinking? There's none. Only second commandment. And so if that's the second commandment, God said, do this or else the penalty with it, that must be very important. Now, as I read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, is it dawned on me, not all the sins are same. Oh, yes, a sin, if a sin, God say, if you sin, you have to pay the penalty. But somehow I start to distinguish there's some sin that God could not forgive. Some sin very strange that God do not want to take upon us. And I think about David, the King David. He broke two commandments, right? Which one? Adultery and what? Murder. But God still loved him. Somehow God bring him back. But there's other character in the Bible. If you worship idol, that's it. It's gone. God do not forgive those who worship idol. Yes, you can repent. God will bring, but God really specific about it. And that's what the Israel have gone through. And we will go through this in front of our eyes at the end time. We will see this. Do not think that the Christian, that we're able to follow the second commandment so easy. Well, let's look in the history. In the history, back into the book of Exodus. Turn with me. The book Exodus. The book Exodus. You have with me the Exodus too? Chapter 33. Turn with me in chapter 33. And I'm going to share with you this very text. It's bothered me that when I turn to this very text, that the devil's very smart in this, clever in this way of how he deal with God's people. Okay? Sorry, let's go back to chapter 32. That's why I'm trying to miss chapter 32, talking about the golden calf. Now here the people of God have been rescued out of bondage for 400 years. Okay? And they went gone the wilderness. And Moses went out to see God because, you know, say, I don't want to see God. Why don't you go to see God for me? And as Moses going for a long while, the people waxing cold. Exodus chapter 32, verse. Now when the people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, the people gathered together to Aaron and said to him, come, make us God that shall go before us, for as for this Moses, the man who brought us out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. Doesn't sometimes we feel like our leaders go for so long? And people wax cold and say, you know what, maybe the way have Moses lead us, maybe it's wrong path. Let's go to the way how we worship in Egypt. And that's what happened. Verse 2. And Aaron said to them, break off your golden earrings, which are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me. Now, Aaron knows very well this is not right thing to do, but he listened to the people. You know, sometimes you mingle with people so much, you start to begin to follow them. You mingle with the world so long, you follow, fit in. And this is what happened. Aaron wanted to be a leader now. This is his chance to be a leader above Moses. And so he said, verse 3, so all the people broke off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. And he received the gold from their hands, and he fashioned it with an engraving tools and make a molded calf. Then they said, this is your God. Who said this?
Aaron.
Then they said, the people say, then they said, this is your God, Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt. This golden calf who brought you out of the land of Egypt. My friend, that's only a few days, only a few weeks, only a few months. Go back to Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20, verse 1. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. What happened? How can this group of people, the anointed people of God, that God had brought them the land of Egypt, that they cried out for 400 years, and God sent Moses to go deliver them, and they praise God, the God of heaven had brought them out of the land of Egypt. And now, only a few months go by, they forgot about it. How can an idol, how can you say to an idol that brought you out of the land of Egypt? My friend, this happened to this very end time. As I see many people in this world, that God have rescued them when they own a boat to try to escape. They cry out to God of heaven. As they enter this land of milk and honey, they ask for God to help them to find a job, to find a home. And they're successful in life. And they forgot. Listen, didn't I make all this? Just like Nebuchadnezzar? Didn't I create all this wealth? Didn't I earn this degree? And they start to bring idol into the home. And say, this is a God brought me out of a house of bondage. My friend, we live in the land that open door of opportunity, but also open door of idolatry. So many businessmen today, so many restaurants today, that they have a little idol in their restaurant. So many homes today, they forgot about the God that brings the idol. Because they hear so many things in the world, so many books written say, you know what, have this idol will be a blessing to your home. Not only the people from Far East, but here in the Western country, people follow those things as well. Now, God bring us back to here, the second commandment, the very commandment. Because this land is a land of Christian country, have started worship idols so much than much ever before. They can buy all the idol from China, from India, and they come to bring this country and say, this is an art, a beautiful art. They do not realize this very idol have been anointed by Satan and brought into this very home, this very country, and they call this an art. Please forgive us. Forgive this country. Do such thing. You know, God loved us so much. And that's why he warned us about this. He warned us about this. Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. So you shall not make for yourself any graven image or any likeness of anything that's in heaven above, or that in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. God say in the heaven, on the earth, and in the sea. He covered everything. Do not copy. Don't even try to think about the angel, the cherubim that you can make out of idol and you worship. God said, do not do that. Remember John? John, when he saw in his vision, and when the angel came out, he bowed down to the angel. He said, no, don't bow to me. I'm not worth of worship. God is the one that was to worship. Today, people still bow down to something that they created look like heaven. No. What about on earth? A golden calf? Some animal? A lion? An eagle? People worship anything. How about some great people on this earth? You start to worship those people. Think about this. A person usually died before someone put up an idol, right? I haven't seen a live person and say, hey, make up an idol and worship me. Never. Usually a person died. Why? Because that person would never get a chance to defend. I didn't ask you to put up an idol, right? But people are doing that because Satan knows very well that we have no way to defend. So he bring up all this into us. What about the sea? People start worship those sea animals. Because, you know, when people die and those big whale, you know, swallow them, say, well, let worship them so they won't swallow our people. That's what they do. Fear. And so they start to worship all type of things, all type of gods, all type of idol. But God said, do not make of anything likeness in heaven above, on earth, or under the earth. Now, I want to give you a perspective of where Satan coming from on this. Now, Satan really hates the second commandment. Because if we don't worship idol, we only worship one true God. And he don't want that. He's going to put so many idols in the world. Just like Paul, you know, when Paul goes to the heathen and preaches out, do not worship idol. And guess what? The people who make idol, they make so much money. And so they say, Paul, leave the city. Right? People make idol to make money. By the way, those who got laid off and want to make money, just make idol and sell. You can make money off that. Or get online, do psychic, you know, you make money. I'm telling you, the people go again with the crowd now. They start to believe in it. The more they hear, the more believe in it. And so people don't believe, they start to buy those idols. But Satan knew it very well, took the eyes away from God. What about the Christian? You think the Satan want to do something about it? Or they cannot convert, how can they make a Christian to worship idol? Well, yes, he can. Did he? Did he make the Israel worship idol? Oh, yes. You think Satan can do this at the end time? Yes. And so the beginning, 2,000 years ago, when the Christendom started growing, they worship God. And Satan said, how can I make these people worship idol? Because the Bible says, do not worship idol. And so I know the Christian never wanted to worship idol. And so he go into the church and say, well, you know what? Didn't all these saints, how about Peter, how about John, the beloved disciples, shouldn't those people that we should at least think about them and drawing up and make a sculpture of them? And people say, well, it's good to keep memory, you know, all these people, at least the 12 disciples of God. And so as people are doing that, people start to worship. They worship St. Peter. They kiss at his feet. Matter of fact, I once saw a picture of St. Peter. You kind of distinguish the toes, five toes of his feet, because people kiss so much, it's wear out. People start kissing. Do you see? Yes, the saint is important, but you know what? Devils start bringing that into the church. And slowly, people forgot about it. some come to the point that people say, well, you know, let me ask the saint to ask God to forgive my soul, to forgive my sin. Guess what? The devil playing very smart, and so what? It took our eyes away from God, put our eyes toward the idol. Yeah, if St. Peter able to be lived today, he can be very upset. He can preach to the whole world. Why do you erect that statue up? But he have no way to defend that. The devil very smart. And so he bring all these saints into the church, because the people want to be like other people, like other nation. Remember, Israel said, couldn't we have a king like other nation? How about the idol like other nation? You know, when Solomon married, he loved his wife so much, and he wanted to please to his wife. And what? Guess what? What his wife want? I want to bring the idol in. And so Solomon opened the door to bring so many idols into the country. That's what happened. We started to open the door because we want to please others. Today people say, well, how do you know your God is right? You hear that? How do you know your God is right? I worship a God, my God, and you worship your God. Guess what? A lot of people could defend that, and so we become quiet. My friend, we worship a true God. Only a God can save us. Only a God can walk into fire, can save Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Only a God can walk on water to rescue Peter. Only a God that can we worship, a living God. And other people, there's no God. Satan knows that very well. Those idols, there's no God in them. There's none. It's on a piece of wood. You know what the Bible says? Go with me in the book of Psalm. Psalm 115. Psalm 115, verse 4. The idol are silver and gold, the work of man's hand. Who make these idols? Is it man? And have mouth, but they do not speak. How do you see idol? Have you seen an idol speak? No? How about eyes they have, but they do not see? They have ears, but they do not hear. Nose they have, but they do not smell. They have hands, but they do not handle. Feet they have, but they do not walk. Nor do they mutter through their throat. Those who make them are like them. So is everyone who trusts in them. An idol, have eyes, cannot see. I don't want to worship a God that cannot see. I don't want to worship a God cannot hear. I want to worship a God, have hand, cannot do nothing. And here, that's what people do. They go, wow, I touched this. Oh, wow, that's my God. My friend, that's what Satan do. And that's what happened to the Christian church, same thing. We start to put up all these things. Mother Mary is so nice. Let's put her up. Let's replace other heathen idol. You know? Other heathen, they have a lady's goddess. So they replace Mary to other idol. And so they say, you know what? If we do that, we can able to bring the heathen people into this Christian church. Start to compromise. What wrong with burning incense? What wrong with bow down? As long as they believe in the Bible. My friend, you see what happened? You see how the hand of Satan going through the church? Now you think it couldn't come into the Adventist church? Man, we have to be very careful. Because it's coming to many other churches right now already. They join hands together. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with the Jewish Christian? Why don't we put a cross up and bow down? Wouldn't that be a good icon to remember Jesus' death? Even the cross can be an idol if you bow down to it. I know so many places I go, I see scripture everywhere. My fear, could it be one of these days people worship the scripture, the statue? The Bible says, do not make them, nor bow down to them. That's what my Bible said. Turn to the book of Acts chapter 17. The book of Acts chapter 17, verse 29. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art and man devising. You see, we put whatever God of heaven, we try to make out of stone and silver, and you say, yes, that's what it is. God say no. What's the end time? What is Paul, I mean John, trying to say? 1 John chapter 5, verse 19 through 21. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19 to 21. He knows that we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of wicked one. You hear? We know that we are of God, where the world lies in the sway of the wicked one, and we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true. We know who the true God, and we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. Only Jesus Christ is the true God. This is the true God and eternal life. Verse 21, underline this. Little children, my son and daughter, little children, keep yourself from what? Idols. John knows very well at the end time that the devil is going to bring these idols into the Christian church. Keep yourself away from idol. The ways of Satan say, oh, that's okay. You worship or bow down to these Christian saints to be fine. And today I see so many people say, what's wrong with the saint? And I hear people say that this is holy. Look at that saint. Can you see it? There's tears come out of their eyes. Wow. People talk about miracle now. Do you see the blood? I mean, you see the statue and see the blood come out of the hand of Jesus Christ? And so people start worship. Oh no, this is God of heaven come down to this earth to touch us. You hear all these stories, but never go back to the Bible. Never go back to the Bible, what Jesus said about the idol. But they always talk about miracle. My friend, if the devil can send heaven, the devil can send fire from heaven to earth, he can do all these things. Hollywood can do all these things. So be careful at the end time that people come to you and say, you know, do you see it? Let's go and see the statue. Let's go and see Mother Mary. See it. We can see she broke out into tears to pray for the world. My friend, you will hear that more and more at the end time. And where the remnant church stand up at the end time, say, what of you people? Don't you follow the world to follow these wonderful Christian saints? Why don't you follow? We will be mocked for that. But you and I, we need to go back to Exodus chapter 20. To open our Bible, to share with the world, the whole world, about what about the idol? Because Satan very well, he want to encapsulate your God and my God into a piece of idol. My God's not like that. You see, Satan pushed the Jehovah God down to a statue idol, a plastic idol, from dirt. And people worship that piece of dirt. And call that's God. My friend, my God is not like that. My God is a living God. Remember, I'm talking about the statue only occurs when people are dead. My God is a living God. It's not dead. I worship a God. And so there's no statue, there's no idol of Jesus Christ on this earth that I worship. Because my God is here. My cup is living in my heart, living in my soul, living in you. Why do we need an idol to see and to feel? It's in my heart already. May you understand this. We live in a world where the battle is going on. The devil losing his ground. The only way he can do it, he make Jesus Christ as an idol. And so we can bow down. That we worship a piece of wood, a stone, and dirt. When Jesus in heaven looked down to his sons and daughter, he cried, "How can you do this? How can you say this idol have rescued you? How can you say this idol, the cross have died for you? I am who I am have died for you." That's what Jesus said. But the world needs to know about this. I'm just wondering if my son liked Transformers so much that I bought him a Transformer, and these Transformers come in pretty cool, that you press a button and can talk. And somehow it's pre-programmed that say, "I'm your God. I'm your God." And if my son kept listening and listening, the more you listen, the more you think, yes, your father is not true, but I am. Do you think I feel sad? I want to walk over that and transform. I want to kick. I want to smash in my feet. I just buy him a piece of toys, not an idol. That's what God in heaven is feel like. How can the world, 7 billion people, worship a piece of dirt? How can you do this? God said, "How can you do this? I have come down this cross, come to this earth 2,000 years ago, and die for you on the cross so you can see how can you worship an idol?" That's what God in heaven said that today as we read his Ten Commandments. As we read this commandment, don't do that. Because if you do, you either fall in the trap of Satan. Satan doing that. Do you understand? You see the great controversies happening here through the Ten Commandments? It's dangerous ground, my friend. It's very dangerous. Satan have no interest to save you. You understand? Satan have no interest to save you. He have made everything colorful. Say, "Come this way. Isn't this a beautiful idol? Beautiful thing. Come. Come. Walk closer. Walk closer." He know you walk one more step, fall into his trap. There's a hole that you fall into that no way you can get out. That's why he's saying, "Come." He have no interest to save you. Well, Jesus come down to say, "Do not walk this way. Do not take another step. Do not bow down to another one. Because I want to die." You know, I want to say this. It's hard to fight with the devil. It's only way to win the devil. And God did, Jesus did that. He died for you. To show you, if you take one more step, you're going to die. But if you don't believe me, I'm going to die for you. I'm going to die for you so you see that I'm telling you the truth. You understand what I'm talking about? Jesus want to save you. He want to die for you so you can see that he tell you the truth. The devil tried to bring the whole earth down where Jesus want to bring the whole earth up. That's clearly you and I. So as we live in the end time, this very second commandment that we need to proclaim it. I don't know if I have nerve like Jesus walked into the temple, throw away all the idol. Or Paul going to a different supermarket, you know, going to a supermarket when you see an eye of idol, and we go, all that, throw on the floor and run away. And my hand is so itchy, I want to do that already. That's what happened. People are falling in worship idol. Do you see that? I shared with you before, you know, as I take my children go out in restaurant, If I see the restaurant have idol, I think I better walk away from that restaurant. Because my children might not know what they see. Can we do that? Can we make a commitment with God today? If we see, we should walk away. I mean, this is a hard commitment. I know there's a good restaurant out there. I'm telling you truly here. Maybe I wish I cannot go in any restaurant. But I'm telling you, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. I feel like Satan is winning. But God said, no, I will be with you always to the end of time. And so I don't know where are you in your life when I restudy this Ten Commandment. I want to ask God to use me. Because if we don't say anything, just enter in our doorstep. Center in your step. I pray, God, that we need to follow the Ten Commandments. I assist so many sermons and texts on this Ten Commandments, and I couldn't find many things that I like. It's not good, but I want to look in the eyes of the spiritual battle. The more I look into the eyes of the spiritual battle, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it, how Satan manipulates this world. And so as you reread the Ten Commandments, look at the eyes of the spiritual battle, then you will see more clearly. And you will walk away, and you will find everything to follow God's commandment, to put away all the idols in this world. This is the spiritual warfare that we have to fight every day. Do you see that? Or is that only I'm seeing that? Do you see that? This country opened the door for people to enter to find freedom in religion. And this country have opened the door for idol worshiper as well. That means you and I are in a way affected. We are in a way affected. The beautiful country that we live is affected. I pray that you and I will stand up to share this great commandments of God, that the world can see where many people are blind, are able to walk out a worship idol. And many of you have walked out. But our goal is come back to bring people out of darkness. Do you see idol? I may want to end my sermon right here, but this is one thing she's coming up. And I'm going to talk with you here. When I drove by Hung's house, Hung, my friend, I love you. I could not believe how big the idol is. Bigger than me, taller than I am. I want to pray about it. Say, Lord, send something from heaven to destroy the idol. But later I find out that he told me that his family doesn't put that up, right? It's a previous owner. But the people follow that. They start to worship. You understand? You see, when an idol was put there and is not destroyed, the people followed, wondering, what is this? And they start to worship. That's what happened. That's what happened. And that's why I love Hung and his struggle. As I preach this sermon, I keep praying that God have to do something. And I give a Bible study in closing, I give a Bible study to a lady late at night about this very commandment. And they say the idol that we have in our home could very well be anointed by satanic. Could very well be. When she heard about that, she started to have goosebumps. And she started to see the idol in her house. Even though she don't worship, she fear of that. You say, Pastor, here the plastic bag. Let's throw all the idol in the plastic bag and you take it out with you. I don't want to see it tonight. I said, praise God, give me all that. I took all the idol into the plastic bag. I drive direct into the trash bin. I throw in there. I dare not bring back to my home. Matter of fact, I should remember, I should burn it. If you bury it, people can dig up. But that's what we need to do. Please, my friend, share. God calling us. How many people want to make a commitment and say, Lord, I want to follow your second commandment. No idol in my life or my home. You want to say that? Praise God. Let's pray. Dear Lord, our God. Oh, God. We live in the end time. And I know we live in the spiritual battle that Satan do everything to break every single commandment, especially the second commandment. There's so many idols out there that affect every generation. And it could very well affect each one of us. I pray that you protect each one of us this morning, that we guard ourselves away from idol. Even though a simple piece of art, let guard ourselves away from that. Let not purchase any idol to bring back into the home. If there are any home this morning, any idol is in our home this morning that we can remember, help us to go home and take it out. Remove it. Destroy it. Because that's not God. That is Satan will bring that deception into our home. Please take us another step farther. If you call each one of us to be stand for you at the end time, may we boldly preach the word. Boldly share with our friend, our loved one, our parent, our children, that let them remove idols from their home, their store, their marketplace. We want to invite you enter this country again, into this city, into this world, to take your place, to be a God, a true God, that every people in this world can see that. One of these days, the battle will be over, and people will be glad that you have called each one of us to preach the truth